This is GQDN for Monday, July 29th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Delicious drink mixes. And they'll keep you focused. They keep you moving. And you will keep your energy levels up. It's great stuff. So if you go to the checkout line, get all the drink mixes that you want, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. Lots of great stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. Sales, actually. We got some Bethesda news and some Power World. We haven't heard from them for a while. But we will begin with GameSpot.com, and they said that Borderlands devs are teasing a reveal of the next game. So, the Gearbox boss, Randy Pitchford, was talking about the studio's next game, and he told the fans that they will learn more about the game, what's coming next, quote, sooner rather than later, end quote. He also said that the new game will be intriguing for fans for the Borderlands series. And some of the people thought that he was referring to the Borderlands 4 or Tiny Tina's Wonderlands 2. So he was talking to the gamer, quote, oh man, I don't think I've done good enough job in hiding the fact that we're working on something. And I think people that love Borderlands are going to be very excited about what we're working on. These are fuzzy words, but sooner rather than later, we're going to be talking about what we've been working on, and I can't wait. I think I'm genetically made to try and create joy and happiness and build entertainment. I love movies, and I love video games. I love entertainment. I can't wait to talk about the stuff that we've been working on with our fans. End quote. Now, the Borderlands movie will be premiering August 9th, so if you want to go see that one, looks pretty good. What about a new game, friends? What about a game that's already out? Rock Paper Shotgun said that Overwatch 2 may be getting a 6v6 instead of the 5v5. Well, that went to the director, Aaron Keller, and he went on a big time blog post on Steam, and he was talking about the transition from 6v6 players matches that was in the first Overwatch 5v5 in Overwatch 2. So, they did summarize some of Keller's quotes and some of his experiences that were away from, quote, player freedom and creatively in order to create a more balanced, consistent, and competitive experiences for players, end quote. But right now, they're exploring and testing some of the forms of the 6v6 game, and they're looking at the results because they want to recreate some of that joyful chaos that did see the teams of Reinhardt that was charging the objective formations. So here's what Keller wrote even more in the post. The community has just once or twice suggested a test. Why not put various forms of 6v6 in the game in order to gauge the results? We agree. And based on your feedback, we're exploring how much we can test different forms of 6v6 in the game to gauge the results. But he was also talking about some obstacles. For the quote, the first and honestly largest reason is the need to do this in the way that allows the game to have optimized technical performance, I'm referring to the frame rate and memory constraints, with 12 players in a match. Another issue, and one that still gives me anxiety about opening a Pandora's box, is what to do with the queue times if enough players prefer 6v6 to keep some form of it around. The team was not able to solve this issue previously. While we have some ideas now, there's no guarantee that they will work, end quote. So we'll see about queue times going forward. But, according to GamesRadar.com, players have been leaving Power World. Well, like myself. But are they worried about that? Are the developers worried about that? Well, no. You see, right now, There are 30,000 concurrent players on average right now for Power World, and they were the second highest active player peak when the game was released. Now, about this, the community lead John Buckley was talking on YouTube in an interview because he wanted to players the games that they wanted to play. So here's what he said, quote, "If you finish in a day, cool. It really serves anyone to kind of push gamers to just play the same game day in, day out," end quote. But he also did take a look at some of the other live service games that were dead or are dying. And he said that some of the players that were looking at that too were looking at that negatively. Because if players, according to him, are looking at that negatively, then everybody loses. All that Bucky wanted to say was, enjoy the games that you're playing now. And if you come back to that game, to Power World in his case, then enjoy it from the point to where you left off. So if you go back to it, it's fine. If you don't want to go back to it, it's fine. That's what they're saying. And just an update. We knew that this was coming. Xbox 360 store is now shut down fully. In fact, Major Nelson, yep, he's still there, did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Almost 19 years on, all good things must come to an end. We are in the final 24 hours or so of the Xbox 360 marketplace. It was my pleasure sharing all the thousands of marketplace sales and updates I've given over the years. Thanks for having fun, playing fair, and filing." Now, the 360 games, along with the original Xbox, are still available for purchase on Xbox One, an Xbox Series X and S, and on Xbox.com. The multiplayer support depends on the publishers and developers for the 360 games. So we shall see. Now, sticking with the Xbox brand, Bethesda made a trademark. So what could they be doing? Well, Starfield fans are looking at that trademark and they think that Starborn, which is a trademark word, is now registered with the Bethesda parent company ZeniMax. And Starborn may come out next year. So they might be planning some progress for that game. So we shall see what happens. Now, Starborn does have some leaks to it, because Eurogamer did provide the trademark application that goes with the attorney's name, the drawings, the filing date, the status date. So, Starfield fans might be excited. But I know who is. PSU.com said that Mortal Kombat 1, Chaos Reign, that expansion will have some new story content along with new characters. Now, Chaos Reigns will arrive on September 24th, 2024, and it'll go after the end of the main game campaign and will introduce some new threats from an alternate timeline. And the new threats are new Cybot, Cyrax, and Sector. And those are the three new characters that'll be added to the character page. Now, the new characters from the other franchises, we will see Ghostface from Scream, Conan the Barbarian, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and then basically the T-1000. Yeah, him. Well, maybe not him. It'll be Robert Patrick doing the voicing of the T-1000. So if you want it, it'll be $50 if you want to get it. And if you get it, you just might like it. Wonder if it's going to be on VR. Well, I told you, I think last week, that PlayStation VR is going to be on sale overseas. Guess what? It's on sale in the U.S. now. According to Engadget.com, PlayStation 5 VR 2 is now at $345. And that is right now on Amazon. And that is $205 off. In fact, Walmart's got it at $342. And that's before tax. So, the PlayStation VR 2 is on sale. But there's also talk about a limited edition PlayStation 5 controller. And we know that Astrobot, according to Dot Esports, is doing quite well. But what if it's a controller? Well, they did provide a picture, and they're calling it cute, Dot Esports is. And I would have to say that I would agree. Not just because of the eyes that are looking at you, the digital eyes, but also the blue like a metallic blue type of handle. Now, pre-orders for the controller will go live on August 9th at 9 a.m. and it will launch on the same day as the game, as the new game that Astro would go on. And the controller will cost you $80. So if you want a limited edition controller, well, it might be. And for $80, it might be. One last thing. If you liked Harry Potter, Quidditch, according to WCCF Tech, is now on pre-orders. So now you can pre-order it. $40 for the digital physical deluxe edition. $30 is the base game. So if you want it, go get it. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Time to go play some games for me. So why don't you do the same? See you tomorrow, people. Bye-bye.